John Legend has a way of writing songs that create a certain sense of intimacy.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. Got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down.
That's Grammy-winning soul singer John Legend performing at one of our Tiny Desk concerts. The concerts are a chance for musicians to come in and perform at our headquarters. No frills or fuss, just a musician in a cubicle with an audience that's really close. John Legend took time after his performance and told me what it's like for someone like him, who's used to performing for thousands, to play like this, up close and personal. John Legend joins us in our studios in Washington. Thanks for being here, John.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
How was that for you, the Tiny Desk concert, having all those people staring at you? I guess you're used to people staring at you.
I'm used to people staring at me. I've played in every type of venue, so.
It's no different for you, playing in a big auditorium, big concert hall where there's dim lights, you don't have
it's
to
different.
Connect with people.
Yeah, it's different. I feel like I have to connect with people regardless, and I try to connect with people even in big venues. I try to look at, you know, whoever's faces I can see and look in their eyes, and that kind of helps me get through the show because I want to see people.
Are you always in the mood to do that? I mean, there's something.
Yes.
Yeah, are you?
When it's showtime, I'm ready.
You played three songs in the Tiny Desk concert. The first, a very intimate song called Made to Love.
I was sent here for you. We were made to love. We were made to love. You were sent for me too. We were made to love.
This is an intimate song, and when you were performing it at the Tiny Desk concert, I saw you kind of connecting with people. There were some hearts fluttering in the audience.
Yeah, it's interesting because the recorded version is a little more grand. The version I did on the piano, very stripped down.
Oh, I've never seen anything. You're much more than a human being. Extraordinary machine. Oh, I've never loved.
The version on the record is one of the more produced songs on the album as far as like big drums and a house sample and all these things going on.
Does it ever get too uncomfortable to connect with someone when you make eye contact?
No,
just
no,
happen
it doesn't get uncomfortable.
You just move along?
It's very organic. I've been singing and playing since I was 4 years old. Some artists I know, they'd rather like not see the audience or envision
look
them.
Look up or look down or close your eyes.
But for me, I'd rather see them. I feel like part of the reason I perform is to feel that connection. It's the reason I love it so much.
I want to ask you about another song that you played at the Tiny Desk concert. It's called Move.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the soundtrack to the film 12 Years a Slave. This is a very powerful film about a chapter in American history, about one man's particular story.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about writing a song that tries to capture that? Did you see the film beforehand? Did you seize on a scene or a
Well, I actually had written this song before. I'm familiar with the kind of canon of Negro spirituals, and I grew up singing gospel music, and sometimes I'll write songs in that vein, and they'll feel kind of out of place in the kind of modern R&B context of a lot of the records that I make. And this film provided me the opportunity to kind of showcase that side of my writing and my voice.
Shake, shake, quiver, quiver. I've been awakened by a cold shiver. Winds blow and change, change. Sweet rushing through my veins. Good Lord, I just might die. Taken over by the high tide.
I understand Solomon Northup, who authored 12 Years a Slave, he's the main character in the film, that your family has a history that parallels his?
Yeah, Solomon was kidnapped into slavery. He was a free man living in New York State, sold into slavery. My family, I found out from going through the experience of having my roots exposed and finding your roots with Henry Louis Gates.
Explained PBS to me, documentary.
Yes, a PBS documentary series. He explained to me that my ancestors had been freed by their master upon his death. They moved to Ohio, and then they were kidnapped back into slavery by some of his family members. So eventually Ohio actually fought for their freedom. It made me feel proud of my home state that they actually fought for my family's freedom.
Row, Jordan, row, row, Jordan, row. I want to get to heaven when I die, to hear, oh, Jordan, row.
John Legend's new album is called Love in the Future. It is out now. To see his Tiny Desk concert, go to nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.
Oh, I want to get to heaven when I die, to hear.